number 7 case, Dudek versus Ashcroft. Mr. Trace.
May I please the court? Good morning, Your Honor. I apologize for not stepping up when the case was called. I have a back spasm that I'm dealing with this morning.
All right.
Thank you very much.
This is a relatively simple fact situation where a motion to reopen was filed well after the respondent was ordered removed and granted voluntary departure, and he made a motion to reopen based upon an approved marriage by the Immigration Service. And really, I think the only point we're asserting here is that the Board of Immigration Appeals, a matter of Velarde, indicated in 2002 that the service should consider joining in these motions, and that motions filed after the 90-day period could be considered, after the 90-day period following the last order of court, could be considered for reopening, and that the judge decided this case in 2001, and I think the law had changed since then, under Velarde, allowing a lot of motions to reopen cases to be sustained, where in some the service had even joined in the motions, where in the interest of fairness to the parties, they allowed respondents who were married U.S. citizens, where a visa was current, to remain in the United States and adjust their status. Really, that's the only point we have, that maybe this court should consider looking at Velarde in light of the fact that it was not really the law at the time the judge ruled on the motion.
Okay.
If there are no questions.
Thank you, Mr. Trace.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Bernstein?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Keith Bernstein on behalf of the respondent, Attorney General John Ashcroft. Your Honors, the only relevant inquiry in this case is whether or not the immigration judge abused his discretion in denying petitioner's motion to reopen in light of the fact that Mr. Dudek did not provide any relevant evidence, documentary or otherwise, in support of his motion to prove his prima facie eligibility for adjustment. Notwithstanding counsel's argument with respect to the board's subsequent decision in matter of Velarde, essentially, matter of Velarde only reiterated the fact or the point that motions to reopen for adjustment of status must be based on certain evidence indicating, first of all, that there's a clear and convincing evidence that the marriage upon which a petitioner relies is bona fide. And in this case, the government's position rests on the fact that Mr. Dudek provided absolutely no evidence in support of his motion to reopen before the immigration judge other than his own affidavit and the bald assertions made in his actual motion. The regulations governing motions to reopen before the immigration judge also require that, for instance, in this context, where a petition for or an application for underlying relief such as adjustment is made, a copy of that application must accompany the motion. There was no such application connected with this particular motion. In fact, there was no other evidence beyond that Mr. Dudek's marriage to a United States citizen was bona fide. Not only did he not provide any indication that he was in fact married to a United States citizen or that his wife was in fact a United States citizen, he further failed to provide any other evidence that might potentially indicate that the marriage is bona fide. Again, the regulations require that, for instance, certain things like documents indicating joint tenancy or ownership of certain property, commingling of financial assets, these things could indicate a bona fide marriage. None of these things were submitted to the immigration judge.
He introduced that or attached that to his appeal, notice of appeal.
He attached it only, that's correct, Your Honor, only to his notice of appeal, and in fact did not, again, attempt to resubmit that to the board with the quote-unquote brief that he filed to the board, which was simply a statement, a reiteration of the things that he raised in his notice of appeal. And the point there, Your Honor, is that that is not the appropriate way to raise or to bring those documents to the agency's attention. The motion to reopen before the immigration judge was, in fact, the proper mode by which petitioner could have raised his claims for adjustment, and he needed to provide the relevant document evidence in support of that motion.
There's nothing to prevent our sending it back down and letting him do it now, is there?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, there's nothing to prevent that?
Hmm.
Well, the one thing, Your Honor, is that although petitioner never raises this claim, the immigration judge gave four independent reasons for denying the motion to reopen. And importantly, he stated specifically that even if at the time of the motion petitioner had filed the appropriate documents and had established his statutory eligibility for adjustment, the immigration judge noted that he would have denied the motion and the application anyway in the interest of discretion. Petitioner makes no argument with respect to that claim.
What did he say triggered his decision? What was his discretion was motivated by what?
The negative factor in the immigration judge's opinion was the fact that petitioner, and admittedly petitioner, failed to voluntarily depart in conjunction with the 1991 order.
So that the marriage had nothing to do with it. He whether he got married or didn't get married, he was going to throw him out anyway.
Essentially, Your Honor, that's correct. But again, because petitioner only has exhausted his administrative remedies and in fact raised to this court one of the four independent findings made by the immigration judge, there's no reason, in fact, for the court to send it back because the immigration judge's decision was therefore not an abuse of discretion.
Thank you, Mr. Trace.
The judge indicated that the voluntary departure matter was something that warranted him, the judge, not granting the, did not merit the granting of the adjustment of status. But even
what
that case,
difference would it make then if we sent it back down?
That's my point. We could argue that point, and the judge could hear it in another way at that point.
If the predicate for the decision of the judge was like, if he failed to voluntarily depart, then what happened after that is not material to anything I can think of. Can you?
I agree, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. Thanks to both counsel. Case to take under advisement. We'll proceed to the ninth.